Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Good morning. Wake up!
The Early Line.
Line up!
All right, people, here we go. It is now Tuesday, February the 4th. It is 2020, and we've got you covered here on the Early Line on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Big night across the NBA and, of course, college basketball, not to mention it was the day after the hangover of the big game, and the ratings are in, so we'll see how it stacks up against, the rest of the Super Bowls over the years. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And big night, big game in the NBA tonight, including the future when you get the Greek Freak going up against Zion. The next 10 years, 15 years worth of NBA basketball, you're going to be watching it tonight. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities there. Another 21 NBA college basketball games that are going to be on tap. We watched number one Baylor do their thing again last night, taking care of business on the road. So they, I am sure, will remain at the top of everyone's list, along with the Zags, and Kansas ain't going anywhere either. So much to get to here with that card. But Dane, the ratings, and I don't know if I'm looking at this the right way, the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the 10th most watched Super Bowl in history. So
yes.
We'll go ahead and start with that. So the 10th most watched in history. However, it was, on the grand scheme of things, TV and digital, 102 million people watched. That is barely, guys, that is barely in the top 20% of all the Super Bowls over the past 54 years. But everything being relative, it was, obviously, because Super Bowls are a lot like pizza. Even when it sucks, it's not bad.
Sure.
It's still good. You know, it's because it's pizza. Even when you don't get the kinds of numbers that you think you're going to on a relative scale, the reality is it's still the damn Super Bowl, and it's still by far the most watched program in the history, or all year long. But the other problem that I have is the recording of this. And
right.
You got to ask yourself, 227.5 million people. What the hell were you watching on Sunday if you weren't watching the damn Super Bowl? Or maybe you were showering after the halftime show. I'm not sure. You might have needed that. But all in all, given what we know about how consumers consume their habits of television and video, I got to believe we are, and I'm relative figure here, we got to be somewhere around 50 million people off, Dane, as far as that goes. I mean,
absolutely.
They're usually pretty good, but we watch in a bunch of different
ways.
But as from an ad standpoint, they're putting out 102 million. So I got to think those numbers are probably massaged a little bit as it is. But I'm shocked that it's not more than that. I know worldwide it's crazy, but 102 million people in this country were tuned into it, Dane, which is relatively low, not even in the top 20% of all the Super Bowls.
Yeah, you know what's interesting to me? I saw that also. I saw 102 million for the game. Joe, I also saw 103 million for halftime. Right, so an extra million people were like, just set my clocks to J-Lo and Shakira. But I think you have the right point here. In this day and age where we have cut the cord, right? Mm-hmm. And we're streaming, we got it on apps, which, you know, who knows how people are watching it. Joe, I seriously doubt these numbers are accurate. You know what I mean? Because I was at my friend's house with about 15, 20 people, and we were streaming it. I don't know if that's counted or not, right? And then so many people do it in, I guess, informal ways, shall we say. And I just do not trust that these numbers are accurate, much like the Iowa caucuses, Joe.
Yes. Well, and they got to take into consideration. Listen, you go to a bar, any sports bar in this country, you got 300, 500 people in a bar, probably all consumer eyeballs on it. So it's kind of hard. But if you're talking television sets, people's homes, you got over 300 million people in the country here, guys. So I guess having 102 million of them tuned into it is still good. But again, relative, it's not the only thing encapsulating people anymore in 2020. So 20 years ago, let's face it, what the hell else were you watching on Sunday when you didn't have the internet?
Options are a beautiful thing, Joe.
And even with given all of those options that we have, to still get over 102 million people to tune into the game, I think is pretty interesting. And it actually stayed pretty steady throughout the quarters, too, because they usually break them down by game. Sometimes if it's a blowout, people tune out. I remember the Patriots and Atlanta game where most people by halftime actually the ratings went plummeted at halftime because it was a blowout. It was 28-3. And then all of a sudden by the fourth quarter, people couldn't. The numbers in the fourth quarter were higher than they were in the first half because everyone started running back to the television sets when they realized, oh, crap, it's a game. It was a steady game, 10-10 at halftime. So, and to your point, there were a million extra people that were just interested to see what does 50-year-old J-Lo and 43-year-old
and I ain't mad at him, Joe.
You know, Shakira. And they were probably all in Miami. So I got no problem with that whatsoever. But again, it's still nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, in the consuming of sports landscape is bigger than that game. Nothing else would get 100 million people in this day and age to gather at the same time in this country. I can't think of anything else.
No, me neither. You know, when we talk about the handle of things, like March Madness comes to mind, but that's spread across a weekend or an entire month. And Joe, it literally comes down to, as we cut the cord and people have so many different options, they are going to find exactly what suits them. Just like Sports Grid, the first network completely free and completely for the gambling and fantasy enthusiasts. We'll talk about it more. We'll talk about how you can get the edge on Sports Grid right after this news update.
Sports Grid news update.
Thank you, Dane. Thank you, Joe. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy, Sports Grid news update. You guys get on the grid if you want to make that cash. The NBA trade deadline is around the corner, and the rumors, they're heating up faster than all of our faces when we watch that halftime show on Sunday. The Celtics are among the teams engaged in talks with the Rockets about a possible Clint Capella trade, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. The Hawks have been cited most frequently as a potential landing spot for Capella, and the Kings are said to have expressed interest in well. The Rockets' ultimate goal in dealing Capella would be to acquire a wing and another center. The Rockets would also like to add Andre Iguodala, and that could possibly happen. Why? David Aldridge of The Athletic tweets that Iggy is preparing to sit out the remainder of the season if the Memphis Grizzlies do not trade him to one of his preferred destinations by the deadline. However, Iguodala has an expiring $17 million contract, and salary matching is one of the issues that has hindered a deal to a prime contender. There has been talk that Iguodala could get moved to the Mavericks, but recent reports suggest that's not the case. You cannot have a trade rumor mill without saying the name D'Angelo Russell. General belief has been that the Warriors will probably wait until the offseason to seriously consider a move involving D'Lo, but a handful of reporters have indicated today that a deal this week remains possible. Multiple sources have reported that the Minnesota Timberwolves are shopping for D'Lo, as well as the New York Knicks. And Zach Lowe of ESPN is reporting that the Miami Heat have asked about a deal involving Danilo Gallinari of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Speaking of the Miami Heat, we go down there. Jimmy Butler cruised to a season-high 38 points on Monday as Miami handed the Philadelphia 76ers their worst loss of the season, 137 to 106. That's what I call a revenge game. Butler scored 23 points in the first half, his second most in a half this season, and he went 7 for 10 for 19 points in the game with Ben Simmons as his primary defender. Simmons, after the game, called out his team as being soft. This is the second time he's done this to Philly, to his Philly teammates in a year. And in baseball news, the Houston Astros have named former Rays executive James Glick as their new GM. He was vice president of operations for Tampa Bay from 2017 to 2019. He takes over for Jeff Luhnow, who was fired from the team in the wake of the league investigation involving the cheating scandal. Guys, that is the news from me, Chris Bavona. Let's get back to the early line.
Aggie man, appreciate it. And it's funny that Jimmy Butler scores 38 points, 7 boards, 3 steals. Guys, he did it in 3 quarters last night. And shame on me, I screwed up. I had it in front of me yesterday, and I did not mention it in
What's
the
that?
Show. And kissed, and honestly, and I apologize to you guys for not relaying this to you. I forgot to mention that the Philadelphia 76ers flew in the day of the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
Miami.
A bad decision.
Yeah,
that's
so
a bad
Joel
decision.
Embiid and company were actually
trying to find J-Lo, trying to find Shakira.
Bowl. Yeah, so they didn't fly in the night of and over. No. They flew in early Sunday, so they were actually in
that's
Miami
a horrible decision.
During the Super Bowl, and I had it in big letters in front of me, and I did not
feed
it,
them.
I apologize it because it was only a 2.5 line. It was one of the easiest bets of the year, and I'm sorry. Not to mention, the Philadelphia 76ers are by far the worst road team
right.
in the NBA and the NBA of contenders. Guys, they are atrocious.
And the Heat don't lose at home.
No, they don't. Well, and Philadelphia doesn't lose at home either, but you can't. You've got to be able to win on the road if you're going to be considered one of these, you know, upper echelon teams
sure.
in the NBA. You can't win on the road. And the fact that Simmons is calling him out. Well, listen, Simmons was here with the Kardashians,
right.
all Sunday as well. It wasn't like he was ripping them up, but you could see early on in that game there was a little bit of lethargic happening there as the alcohol from the night before, the partying the night before. Yeah. Probably best if you show up day of game, maybe fly in, as opposed to showing up the day before the Super Bowl. Yeah, not a good situation. But kudos to the Miami Heat, 137-106. And by the way, it wasn't the biggest blowout of the night. There was one game that outdid it, set the records.
Really?
I'll give you that game. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You almost never hear of it. We'll talk about that next. Coming up here on the grid, it's the early line.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, welcome in. It's the early line here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Big night, four NBA games, 13 NHL games as they are now past a halfway point and get ready and marching to the playoffs there in the NHL. 21 college basketball games, and of course the big one tonight will be the Bucks and New Orleans Pelicans, Zion versus the Greek Freak. But a couple of other very interesting games on tap here that already are seeing some market movement. We'll talk about that. The XFL debuts Saturday, so much going on in the world of sports, and some of the numbers are also in, Dane, from not only the ratings, but sports books across the country. They do, and, a lot of times, sometimes when you have, Super Bowls, they don't necessarily live up to the hype or the expectations, and, sometimes the handle that we think is going to be isn't there, but it delivered from coast to coast here. We are talking a big time win for the public. And we told you yesterday, with the Chiefs being the public darlings and Mahomes being the MVP, those seemed to be the two top bets of the public across the board leading up to it. There were some books that that came close to making a few bucks. In fact, there were a couple of books that did make a few dollars, but there were other books, including in New Jersey, that were reporting $4 million, $5 million in losses.
Wow.
Also, because, and again, and this is why it is so important to remember, guys, around the country, different books, different regions, regionalism, different favorites, different. Now, while it's nice, obviously the guys out in the West Coast got a lot of 49er love. Mm-hmm. There was still a lot of Patrick Mahomes love out there to kind of offset it, because on the East Coast, there was a lot more paying out of Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, and others there, Dane, than there was necessarily out on the West Coast. So a couple of books on the West, even close to many money. Some of the books on the East took a bath, but it's always great when you hear the sports books go, hey, you win some, you lose some, because they know right around the corner, the single biggest moneymaker for them and something that blows handle out of the water is March Madness, and that is just around the corner. So I think the books will survive. I don't think anybody's going to cry a tear over them, but across 20 states now with legalized sports betting, and you got 20 states with different books all over the country, some did well, others not so well. And you know what? Anytime we hear books losing money, we applaud it, Dane. That means we're winning, and that's really what we want at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, Joe, at the beginning of this, when you were talking about the books got, banged up, I originally wrote a note down, I am not shedding a tear for the books, right? Like, we're here to try to beat the books and give you all the information you need here on Sports Grid to do so. So I'm okay with that, right? And then also what I would wonder, Joe, is we were talking about correlated bets, and a lot of the Niners folks also had unders, right? Because that was their game script. So, maybe it canceled each other out a little bit. Those Niners fans maybe lost on San Fran, but hit on the total and vice versa. If you were backing the Chiefs, a lot of people were leaning over. You and I, Joe, I know we're two of the only people, really, that had Kansas City and the under as something of a contrarian play. And then you mentioned the regionalism. And we've talked about this, and I wanted to make the point, especially in college sports, right? Mm-hmm. In college sports, that's where you have these conferences. That's where everybody rides with their region. And you mentioned March Madness. Joe, I also think it shapes up where what you have, I guess you have, the Baylor, the Kansas, right in the middle of the country as contenders. But I am very interested to see, say, a school like Gonzaga, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over on FanDuel, they're 10-1 to win the national championship in the futures market. All right. I wonder if that's different in Vegas. I wonder if you look at a school like Gonzaga versus a school like, oh, I don't know, Duke, let's say, mm-hmm. here on the East Coast, how those things will shake up and if you will get edges on the West Coast for a team like Duke, whereas here on the East Coast, with the bias, the East Coast bias, they may be, you might get a better value on a school like the Zags.
You won't at the top because okay. of how big a national teams they are. When you're talking about the Dukes and the Zags, okay. who've been so good for so long.
But this year, Joe, we got like San Diego State, Dayton, yeah, those kind of schools.
That's a different ballgame. But when you have teams that have only lost once or haven't lost, the public knows that as well. It's those middle-of-the-road teams you'll really start to see some difference on. It's those middle-of-the-road, like Minnesota, Maryland, okay. for instance, some of these Big Ten teams. What do you do with Oklahoma, for instance, right now, middle of the Big 12? Those kinds of things is where you'll start to see a bigger swing than the Dukes, Kentuckys. Okay. The Zags, who have one loss. You know, those teams at the top, even if it is a San Diego State right now, everybody knows they're undefeated. Even if you haven't been following basketball, if you just opened up and looked and said, I want to place a bet on a future, you're like, wow,
okay.
undefeated. They must be, you know, lit. So it's, I think once you get past number 15,
right.
like those top 15, then it starts to get interesting as far as what are you going to.
So what about like Seton Hall? Florida? What about Seton
yeah,
Hall?
Seton Hall, Florida.
Oregon out on the West Coast. Month?
Right. What is going to happen with those middle of the road teams that we know are good, are going to be contenders, but you know what? They don't nearly get as much love.
Right.
BYU is another one of these okay. teams. Have a top five draft pick in Giannis Childs that nobody is talking about, but this guy can go in there and absolutely run anybody over out west, but the public's not going to know that. Only people that die hard, so it'll be interesting over in the Pacific Northwest. Watch mm-hmm. those books in that corner for teams like BYU and yeah. others that are going to be kind of that middle of the road. We know have value, but those that are from the outside looking in, the East Coast, nobody's betting BYU.
Right.
Like, they're betting them in out west.
And who out in Utah is talking about Seton Hall?
Right. Exactly. Exactly correct. And guys, that's the reality of the situation moving forward is more and more. And they're anticipating a report yesterday, at least six more states here before the end of the year. Absolutely. We'll have and that's just a foregone conclusion that
right.
at least another six states before the end of the year will get the legislation in place. And voila, you'll have sports books and mobile betting there, not to mention a number of states. Even the one that I'm in has legislation right now that could very well by April get passed and then get the process rolling. So it could be another dozen states, 32, Dane, before it's all said and done. And then you want to talk about shopping.
Sure.
Holy crap. I mean, you're betting numbers, not teams, guys. It's a fundamental principle. When you've got, you know, 25, 30 states around the country that that have opportunities for you to be able to place wagers in, it's going to be very interesting the next 12 to 18 months, Dane, because, you know, you first of all, you alone just being able to in New York, heaven mm-hmm. forbid the mobile ever.
Yeah,
gets,
it's about the mobile here in New York.
It's going to be like that anywhere, let's face it. But it's going to be interesting to see how books are policing it. You know, hey, sure. who's got a
VPN?
Brother in Indiana? who's you
That's
know
right.
who's got it? It's going to be interesting to see how the betting shapes up. And obviously, limits are going to be interesting to watch.
True.
And the betting public, how much more handle do we get or do these books get now? And the more books, Dane, we've said this, the more competition,
yeah.
the better for you and I, man, because how many people did you talk to had, whether it be PointsBet or FanDuel, had those promotional lines going
right.
on during the Super Bowl that people took advantage of?
Absolutely. Consider me one of them. Consider
yeah, exactly.
me one of them. I told you
exactly.
yesterday, one of the best bets I hit on Sunday mm-hmm. was a same game kind of parlay thing of Kelce scoring a touchdown and the Chiefs yep. to win, right? That's the kind of bet I would not have made at all. Okay, until it got flashed to me as an odds boost, right? It was a thing that was supposed to be plus 250. They gave it to me at plus 375. I was like, sure, I'll take it. Yep. We were talking over the weekend, Joe. Remember how I gave out good old Sophia Kennan, the American woman that won the Australian Open? Odds boost, Joe. It was put in front of my face. And we talk about it. Listen, we live in a capitalistic society, at least for another few months, right? And this idea that competition is a beautiful thing. Here's the other way we've been seeing it over the course of the last year, Joe. Them offering this kind of like free karma payback and forgiveness. We'll reimburse you on both sides of the Mahomes rushing total, right? Mm-hmm. We'll pay out the Saints bet after the pass interference last year. We'll pay out Harden and Giannis for MVP. These, in essence, are all marketing tools for these books, for these websites, because they now have to compete for your sports investment dollar, right? And when there's competition out there, it's a beautiful thing. It's the same as if there's three coffee shops on your block. They're going to have the lowest price for you to go get your coffee there in the morning.
Absolutely. And it's it'll be interesting, too, to see over the next, while it's still fresh in people's minds, and again, don't forget XFL starting. Yeah. The football will be back on Saturday. But while it, and often we see it, and now it'll be interesting because there's 20 books, you know, there's 20 states around the country. How many people will be running in to drop a couple of bucks down on some of the future bets for next year? Because we already have seen some of the overreaction in some places where, Mahomes is already leading is the chalk for MVP of next year. And we already know Kansas City is the top choice for, and I can tell you right now, there were a lot of people talking Kansas City fans yesterday that their money's already on the dynasty, already placing the bets why they can on the Kansas City Chiefs to go ahead and win it all, despite the fact that of all the things we know with, you're going to pay Mahomes at some point $40 million.
What about everybody else?
But I got a question. There's going to be one team like San Francisco. We know Dane was going to go from 4-12 to guess what? The playoffs in a.
I've got nominees.
Who is that?
Nominees.
And we'll see what the numbers are. We'll do that coming up
next
year. On the grid, it's the early line. SportsGrid.com.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Told you the Miami Heat crushing the Sixers last night at the AAA, 137-106. Jimmy Butler drops 38 on him in three quarters. Didn't even play the fourth quarter. Hysterical. It was not the biggest blowout of the night, although it was, man, that was pretty fun to watch. Certainly if you you were laying the two with Miami, it was never in doubt. Record breaking. Talk when I tell you record breaking beatdown last night, the UConn women's basketball team, guys, were handed their worst home loss in over 30 years, guys. They took on number three Oregon. And by the way, they are the number four team in the country. So it's not like they are down. They are not number one, but Oregon's number three.
Yeah, they're still there.
And UConn is four. Still one of the unbelievable home court advantages and still one of the top programs in the country. Worst loss at home that we have seen in over 30 years. Poor Gino over there got his ass handed to him last night, 74-56.
Right.
And while that may seem like, wow, this is, that's not that bad.
That's what I'm saying. If 18 points is your worst loss ever at home, that's saying something for you. Right.
Yeah, right. It's UConn, people. Like to go 30
It's almost
years
a compliment.
And never get your ass handed to you is crazy when you think about, we're talking UConn basketball. Think about how dominant they have been.
Sure.
And yeah, they've gone since the early 80s. They haven't gotten a loss quite like that at home. A little spoiled, but I would definitely, and you don't have to bet college, women's college basketball, guys, but I would definitely look on the schedule at who UConn is playing next.
Next?
I'm just
right.
throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Go see, it's all about situational spots,
sure.
guys. Go look at who UConn, you may never, ever
the
get
sacrificial lamb.
Women's basketball. I would just go take a look at who UConn is playing next and see what that, as a matter of fact, it don't even matter what the line is.
I don't care who it is.
Just
right.
bet it. Just bet it.
Maybe the over as well, huh, Joe?
Exactly.
They're going to put it up. Yeah.
Although I don't know that the other team might
That's
score
true.
30 points.
One of those high school games, right? We're looking at like 87-22 or something Ooh, like that in the next one.
Word,
yeah, it's a good
just
one.
Just bet. Don't even question it. Just bet it. There, I told you that one. I forgot to tell you about the Sixers in the Super Bowl, but I won't miss this one. Make sure.
Hey,
that
Joe,
you,
let me ask you something. Kendrick Nunn is playing like point guard. Dragic isn't even starting.
Yeah,
for
no,
the
it's
Heat.
Been like that all year.
I know, but they're like, they don't actually have, I remember, because I keep on telling you, I really think Drew Holiday, who, you know, if you believe the Pelicans, right, whether they're going for the playoffs or trading, I really believe he would be a great fit there. Are they still in the point guard market? We got only 48 hours, Joe.
Yeah, it's only 48 hours all across the board, but yes, they are in shooting help is what they need,
okay.
and somebody that can play both ends of the court, right. both defensively as well.
Pat Riley going to work some magic?
He's been on the phone. They've all been on the phone, it seems like, over the last 24 to 48 hours to get something done. But Dragic is part of that second unit coming off the bench. We talk about the, you know, Montrezl Harrells and the Lou Williams of the world and with the Clippers. And that's the Miami version there. Tyler Hero and Dragic off the bench just dropping dimes all over the place. It's very hard to beat that kind of second unit, which is... Guys, that's the NBA these days, is that your second unit, you better have some depth. It can't just all be about your starters. You got to be able to have some guys that come off the bench. That's what they've built there, and they're looking to add a little bit more. But we mentioned, guys, that, listen, Mahomes coming up is going to get paid, and congratulations. We also know that the future markets, already some money coming in on not only Mahomes for the MVP, but people already, you know, back in the dynasty here, they're already taking the Kansas City Chiefs to win next year. And it is obviously a little chalky here.
That's
but
no
if
fun.
If you rode Kansas City and made some money, I get it. You're a diehard Kansas City fan. You're going to drop some money. But the reality is the San Francisco 49ers were a 4-12 team a year ago. And then they made it to the Super Bowl. And there is going to be another one of these teams this year that is going to go from the cellar, you know, to the top of the board here. We see it each and every year. The question is, if you were going to take a shot on a future team here next year, who is that San Francisco 49ers team that was less than stellar, under 500 this year, that can make that leap, Dane, to the possible Super Bowl? I got it. There's a
I got a couple of them.
The 30-40 one range.
I got you.
I think that's where you got to look.
I agree. I wanted to first find out from you, like, how much bottom of the barrel are we going, right? Like, are we talking about, you know, truly the bottom? Or but I've got three options.
30-40 range. Yeah, I think that's probably smart.
I have three teams. I have three teams that technically finished in last place.
Okay.
This year. Okay. So three of the eight last place teams I can make a case for as value. Okay, maybe you don't even want to go to their Super Bowl number, but something like a make playoffs number. It's like, yes, Joe, when we're doing the golf tournaments, right? You could pick a winner, or you could pick top five, top 10, something like that. So let me make three cases and see if you respond. One of them is based on talent. One of them is based on a quarterback, and one of them is based on coaching. All right? The one based on a quarterback, the Arizona Cardinals, Joe. They're 70-1, Joe. Mm-hmm. All right? Here's my thing. The Super Bowl hangover is real, in my opinion, okay? And things went right for Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. It's possible they take a step back. You and I have both been fading the Los Angeles Rams for a while. The walls are closing in on them. I think Jared Goff gets further exposed next year as someone who didn't deserve a $130 million contract. Remember also a fourth-place schedule always helps teams. Seattle will be there with Russell Wilson. But if Kyler Murray and, you know, Kingsbury take a step forward in year two and they invest everything free agency draft-wise on that defense, I think they have a shot in year two to, you know, massage their system a little bit better and make some progress, Joe. And they're at 70-1 right now. If you like shorter odds, Joe, and you know I've been backing this team for the better part of 3 years, give an eye to the Los Angeles Chargers. Okay, their roster, we all know, is strong defensively, right? With Bosa and Ingram. Derwin James missed a lot of games last year. Phillip Rivers was their problem, Joe. Throwing it up, turning the ball over. They've said they're going to turn the page, whether it's Brady or whether it's someone like an Andy Dalton, a Cam Newton, or a draft pick. They may get better quarterback play, and no one has ever said that the roster, the personnel of the Chargers is bad. You give them a fourth-place schedule and maybe an actual home field advantage, I think they can take big-time strides. And the last one I'll give you, Joe, is the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are 60-1, Joe. They were in last place. Remember their quarterback position. What happens with Cam Newton and what we've seen with Matt Rhule and the new passing coordinator, Joe Brady, right? That can get good real quick. I also think that division may look a lot different next year if Drew Brees decides to walk away. We don't know who'll be playing quarterback at Tampa. It depends on if you believe, you know, Dan Quinn saved his job with a late season stand. I think the Chargers, I think the Panthers, and I think the Cardinals are all teams that could take big steps forward in 2020, Joe.
Yeah, and it should be noted, too, the quarterback carousel is certainly going to be responsible for a lot of market movement happening here over the next couple of months. And if it's one thing bettors don't like, it's uncertainty. So I would anticipate the money continuing to come in at the top of the board here, and the favorites continue to be favorites. The Baltimores, the Kansas Cities, these types of teams continuing to get the money. But I'll throw a couple of other names in there. I think the Indianapolis Colts are definitely going to be a team to keep an eye on next year because the foundation is there. The offensive line is there. Oh, yeah. The coaching is there. They need they need some upgrades at some skill position guys, which they'll be able to get.
They got a lot of money.
Draft. Yeah, they got a ton of money to spend here, too, as well. And I think they are going to be a very interesting team because of the fact that the foundation, the front office on down, they get it. They have a plan. The question is going to be quarterback. Are they going to continue? Yeah. Are they going to go out and get somebody? Anything is on the table for them, but outside of that, everything else to me, they can make the necessary changes to be able to step up and be that team next year where, yeah, we could be talking about Indy in a situation there competing with the Chiefs and whoever else you're going to have at the top. I do think
maybe they'll get a kicker that can put it through the uprights, too.
Don't sleep on the Raiders, guys. Just don't sleep on the Raiders. We don't know what the quarterback situation is, but I think we all know that Gruden and Mayock are not going to sit there. They're going to go make a play, and many people are saying, whether it be Brady or whoever, there's going to be a play on one of these quarterbacks to come in there, and that team going into Vegas, again, young, now a year under them, still some money, draft picks capital. Coming in, guys that are you know, in this free agency period, guys, let me tell you something. A lot of guys are going to want to go play in Vegas.
Sure.
A lot of guys are going to want to go play for that team over there. Love the offensive line. The defense is going to get a little more grown up here this year. I love what they're doing in there. As a sleeper, Don't move away from the Oakland Raiders. They are definitely a team that that is going to be able to contend. And I can't, again, the Cowboys. You got to be able to look at the Cowboys and go, you know, they're in that 30 to 41 range, guys.
Yeah.
That all the pieces are there. Now, I don't get what's taking so long about Dak Prescott. Like, I don't know what other option you have, Jerry. Like, you can't. You've pushed this and kicked this can down the road long enough. Either you pay him or he's not showing up. It's going to be
right.
That's it. You're going to have all the drama again. So I do think the Cowboys have some value at the price point because of
Cowboys 17-1, Raiders 60-1, Colts 35-1.
A little bit in each category there, guys. But you got to pay Dak. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
Well, you got Amari out there too.
Yeah.
Hey, there are a lot of decisions to be made.
Ridiculous. Hopefully he makes the right one, but Jared, so probably.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, welcome back in. Nice card here tonight in the NBA. Just four games. You've got 21 games coming up in the College Hoops Arena. And I really am looking forward to being able to check out Zion.
Yeah.
And the craziness there tonight, taking on, of course, the Greek freak who everyone is already, Dane. And I'm wondering, do we have a updated line on this? It wasn't out earlier. I wasn't sure if there was an injury situation or not, but I'm curious to see.
Yeah.
If where this line is lit up, because this is a game tonight, guys, national TV spot, small card, right? TNT,
right.
Small card, primed to get a boatload of recreational dollars into the marketplace that have not been there prior because people are tuning now their attention and their money over towards the NBA and college hoops. So I imagine the look ahead was it's maybe double digits. What are you looking at now?
No. Well, if you thought it was double digits, there has been movement, Joe. The Bucks are on the road, right? This game is in New Orleans.
Yes.
The Bucks on the road are laying 6 points, okay? What? So you got New Orleans at home +6.
+6, okay.
And the total, we were talking about this, right? This is where it's getting out of control.
Yep.
This is where it's getting out of control, Joe. 44.5.
Oh God! And it's still gonna
and it's gonna go up, right?
Gonna creep up. Absolutely, is it going to creep?
Yeah, 244.5.
We have had right now the Bucks.
By contrast, Joe, just by contrast, other games in the NBA tonight, right?
Yeah.
Spurs, Lakers, 229.
Charlotte, yeah.
Right.
Charlotte,
Nuggets, Orlando. Blazers, 225. Right, and this one at 244. I don't see a total on FanDuel, Joe, for Hornets Rockets. Okay, there's no total, and I'm wondering honestly. I'm wondering if the idea that some Rockets, namely Clint Capella, may move in the next 18 hours before tip-off? You know, what do they do with these totals and lines when they're so right up against the trade deadline, Joe? Is it a low-limit kind of thing because you don't want to get it in and then have the roster be different come come tip-off?
No, because the books, the only thing that keeps a that keeps it off the market is injury? Usually uncertainty for injury and who's going to start. And they're really good at once that information, and there are also...
We don't know if Capella's going to be available for the Rockets tonight.
Well, he hasn't been available anyway, so yeah. It doesn't change the game. He hasn't played anyway, so he's been hurt. Yeah. So it's interesting because there are some guys that that make a living at doing just that, trying to beat the books in the market, getting the information, a tip-off on information from an injury standpoint. So before it gets pulled down and readjusted for whatever the news is, which is why it is so important to bet NBA games early, guys, is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous in this day and age because you don't know an hour before tip-off, all of a sudden
load
somebody
management.
That seemed healthy is all of a sudden questionable, then turned to doubtful, then all of a sudden out, and you're stuck holding a number like, holy crap, what the hell did we just, what just happened here? That's the NBA right now. And I'm looking at the injury report. Russell Westbrook is doubtful. So where you're at right now. So Westbrook is doubtful. Austin Rivers is active. Capella's already out.
Right.
It's always in Houston. It's not because of the bench. They got no bench.
Right. It's Harden and Westbrook.
It's either Harden or Westbrook. It's some combination. There's a question, which is why you won't see a line on the board early. And then as the day progresses, you'll eventually figure it out. Charlotte is, listen, they're not going to score 100 points anyway, so it really doesn't make a difference. To your point, on this board tonight, guys, 244, 245. We watched that Houston game now, right? What was that over the weekend? 249 that made it up to there. Against New Orleans, and that didn't even come close. So the question is, the Greek Freak on the road in New Orleans, two very high-tempo teams, but this is going to get so artificially inflated, Dana. I'm going to wait maybe just about until, what time's the tip-off? 7:25. The minute it hits 248, 249, somewhere in that ballpark, I'm hammering the under. There will be points, don't get me wrong. But understand, in order for something to hit 250, do you have idea how little has to go wrong for you in order for that not to hit, for you to lose that bet? Everything, when I tell you, has to go your way. Very little issues in the game. Because if there are any, if there's a five-minute streak there, Dane, where they actually play defense and they go cold shooting, don't get 250. You just don't get 250.
I mean, Joe... Think about it this way. For 250, right? What we're talking about, basic math, people, is 125 on both sides. Mm-hmm. Both teams getting to that. Joe, the Milwaukee Bucks, by my count, are the highest scoring team in the NBA.
Yes.
They average 120 a game.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And look at the worst defense, right? Let's say the worst defense, the Wizards, right? Everyone scores against the Wizards. They give up 120 a game. Okay, so we're saying that both things need to happen, right? Teams need to score more than the highest scoring team in the NBA. The Bucks have to outperform their season average, and the other team has to do it as well. That's a lot, Joe. And it's not the Bucks and the Rockets, they're not defensive stalwarts per se, but they're not the worst defenses in the league. I mean, the Rockets give up 114 a game, but still, you need above and beyond what is normal, even for this combination, by a good 10 points for you to hit this over.
Yes. It's interesting to note with the Bucks, though. They are right through the end, I believe, once we hit the end of 2019, their number was absurd, Dane, as far as covering. They covered 60% of their games through the end of December, all right? So I think they were 21-14 to that particular point, covering the games. The problem for the Bucks is when they get so overvalued, and they are clearly just going to coast kind of to the number one seed in the East, guys. It's not even close. Toronto may give them a run for it. Miami's in there, but Milwaukee is just heads and tails in the East above everybody else. Their limitations are going to show up in the playoffs, not the regular season. But they're 6-8 in their last 14 against the number. So as a double-digit favorite, guys, they're terrible. They're 11-15. They hemorrhage money. in every other game, Dane. They are very, very profitable. In fact, 16-7 against the number in those games where they're not double-digit favorites over the last 2 months. So they seem to take care of business when the value is in the single digits ballpark. They're okay. But it's when the market starts to hammer them and all of a sudden now instead of 9 or 8, they're 10.5, 11. Right. That's when they get into trouble because of how they play. They play so fast. They're up by 18 at halftime, guys. They are not pushing the envelope in the second half.
And they don't care
about
your spread.
They're
not
risking. They're going to do just enough to be able to beat you, and that's it. So that's why they run into trouble when they get overvalued like that, is because I would almost only bet them first half. Mm-hmm. Because they boat race you. They'll come out and they're going to come after you. They are going to put it out of reach by halftime. And then after that, it's really management, bench, those types of things. And
because they're playing the long game, right, Joe? They got to keep. I know they're not load management like Kawhi with Giannis, right? Yep, but it could be a lot of things like we saw with Lamar Jackson early in the season. He didn't play most of the fourth quarters. We see this in college all the time. Okay, so almost to bring it to like a football kind of analogy, for the spread, the back door is open, right? And they don't care if they go from up 20 to up 10. They don't give a damn, right? It doesn't matter about your ATS ticket. And also, they need these guys like Giannis. They need them to have a little bit left in the tank come April and May.
It has to. I mean, guys, that's what you're looking at here. The All-Star break is coming up. Sure. We're already past the halfway point. So a lot of what you're going to see here is teams have a pretty good idea, and so do the guys that that bet the NBA that have been following it. We have an idea of who's going to be where. Now, I can tell you this. The Clippers, for instance, the Lakers still have a couple of game edge on them for the number one seed in the West, right? They don't. Home court doesn't matter to these experiences.
Which locker room
it
are you in?
It doesn't make a damn bit of difference to them. Milwaukee can coast the rest of the year here, Dane, and still the rest of the season, and still have the number one seed locked up. It's a lot of these other teams in the middle that you're talking about, like the Bostons, like the Miamis, you know, and these low team, Memphis, for instance, battling, Portland trying to get in. Outside of the top three in both conferences, guys, it's fairly simple here. It's going to be a four-game, you know, best four out of seven for the series and matchups. But home court, it's not nearly as big and important as some people make an emphasis on in the playoffs. And I don't know the teams are going to, especially at the top, try and get a two seed instead of a three seed. You know what I mean? I don't know that they're going to risk it. And Milwaukee has nothing to risk because they're going to have the number one seed regardless, guys. Unless something tragic happens, they're
I'll
not pushing the envelope.
I'll say this, though. I agree with that, Joe, in the East.
Yes.
In the West, I think it's slightly different. I give you the Lakers and Clippers. Hey, they're both in L.A., whatever. They just go across the hallway. I will say this, though, Joe. Right now, the 3 and 4 seed in the West are both known for big-time home court advantages, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Denver and Utah. All right, Denver and Utah, and listen, Denver is one game back of the Clippers for the two seed, all right? Utah is only a game and a half back of that. I agree with you, Joe, but I do believe that Denver and Utah specifically are teams that are far better at home and are within reach of the Clippers for that 2-3 seed. I think Denver and Utah are the only exceptions to this rule that you're talking about.
Yes, but they are, both of those teams know that it's going through L.A. They are not going to have home court advantage at all in the playoffs.
But in a Western Conference semi 2-3, I think that does make a difference.
I don't think. They're not to me. They're
against
not
the, Clippers,
the two LA teams. They're not the LA team.
Kawhi the Clippers
beat
are cut above.
And to me, it's the two LA teams.
Okay.
Denver and Utah do play better at home, but ultimately, yes, you're as a 3 or 4 seed, you are better than any 6, 7, or 8 seed. I don't care where you play.
I'm talking about 2-3 Western Conference semis.
I don't know how you get out of not having to beat them in L.A. at some point in the game.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I like that thin air, though. I like that thin air in Denver.
Yep, not against Utah, though. That's the one team they can't beat.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.